This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Nicole Claire Fraser is having an exhibition at D'Or Gallery. I'm speaking to the artist, Nicole Claire, and also to Kerry Reed, the director of D'Or. And I'm going to start off, Nicole, by asking you, making space. Tell us more about that.
So I have titled the exhibition Making Space for two reasons. My practice is engaged in working in the photographic darkroom. So I capture images from the outside on black and white film with a medium format camera, and I take them into the traditional photographic darkroom where I hand print all of my images. So the process is incredibly tactile and hands-on. And what becomes very important for me as an image maker is the idea of making images as opposed to just taking images.
And you're making space for what? What are you capturing in this way?
So in the images I make, I capture predominantly public, institutional and recreational spaces, always empty and devoid of people. But within these very impersonal spaces, I'm trying to capture a quiet moment of stability and tenderness, but kind of tinged with a moment of alienation, isolation, and pathos. So the spaces are taken out of their original context. In a sense, they are dislocated, but they are very intentionally seen and captured through my subjective experience of the space. And
yes, well, I think that's also encapsulated in the official title, which is Making Space, Photographic Traces of Absence, Stillness, and the In-Between in Public Spaces, which you certainly have captured. And I must mention for radio viewers on FMR that one of the spaces happens to be Artscape. But you're going to have to look very carefully to find which one that is. And also, can we go back to the process? Because, yes, you're using the traditional, but there's also transition into the modern. So can you talk about that and just explain?
Yes. So the way that I work is with a medium format film camera. And I work in black and white so that I can work with images in the darkroom. But coupled with the silver gelatin handprints that I make, I also do then scan in some of the negatives to enlarge them. And these very enlarged images are then digitally printed. So there's a play in scale between the very small and intimate handprints, which require the viewer to step very close to view the work. The engagement with the image of these impersonal spaces becomes very intimate.
And the textures to me become very, very important and very special. What attracted you, Kerry, to the work originally, and what's the response been?
So, Philip, I was first introduced to Nicole's work by a colleague of mine about 4 years ago, and I've been exhibiting her work in a number of group shows over the last few years, and they're just so beautifully made, and she's such a perfectionist, and you can see it in sort of the lines that she chooses to photograph, and she's so involved in just the creative process, and you know what she comes out with at the end of it. It's just such wonderful work. And when I heard that she kind of grabbed the bull by the horns during COVID, and while all of us were sitting home, she thought, well, this is my opportunity. This is where I actually get the opportunity to photograph all these public spaces without people, and without having, you know, the disturbance of people. So she sort of grabbed the bull by the horns, and she made COVID work for her. And I think with, you know, with so many of us after the whole COVID experience, we're all kind of struggling with a little bit of PTSD after everything. And she's just got this beautiful way of presenting her work during such a difficult time.
Well, it certainly does work. And certainly my response to it has been very intense, wanting to see it, wanting to get more engaged with the process. And the good news is that next Thursday, first Thursday, there will be a walkabout. Nicole, the details?
Yes, so the walkabout will be at 5 at the gallery. And
so don't miss out. A good opportunity to engage with the work of Nicole Claire Fraser, Making Space. It's at the Dior Gallery, and both Kerry and Nicole will be welcoming you there next Thursday. So if you want to know what's happening on the Art Craft Museum scene, pick a copy of that map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville, or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Rimoho, We Are Together, drawn from the Sanlam and MTN art collections, is the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville. With more than 100 key works by 75 artists from South Africa and the African continent, reflecting on the transformation of South Africa over the last 50 years. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30, entrance is free. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za and make your date.